You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, I'm Yannick Hanfman.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
This is Sebastian Wolfer.
It's Marco Andrea Wessler.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Game Zona Podcast.
Hopefully you enjoy it.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. It's the draw preview for the Men's Madrid Open 2024. We have the likes of Jannik Sinner as our number one seed, Carlos Alcaraz going for three Madrid titles in a row, and the return again of Rafael Nadal for probably what will be his last Madrid Open championships, JG.
Yeah, we know most likely, again, Rafael Nadal, if he can get through the 16-year-old in the opening round, we'll have Alex de Minaur again. So someone who's just beaten him on the clay courts in Madrid. Can he get better luck? I'm not so sure. I think it's looking really tough for him. And I can't see Rafa going beyond Alex de Minaur. In terms of the other players in the draw, my summary from the reaction is it looks quite good for Alcaraz, I believe. I think Alcaraz has quite a nice route through. He's got good history at this event, beaten all of the big names here before. So I like his draw, but then Jannik Sinner is Jannik Sinner. And I think they're going to be the top two with the outliers. Of course, no Djokovic in this event, being Zverev in third and Medvedev in fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I might throw Tsitsipas into the hat as well, considering his form and considering he does have quite a good serve as well, so it may play a factor on this surface. But maybe keep an eye out for Ben Shelton as well, as you said in the draw reaction too. But before we go anywhere, make sure you've hit a like and subscribe to the channel. And before we go anywhere, let's have a look at the previous champions. So bring those up, please. Right, here we go. And as I said in the intro, Carlos Alcaraz, he's been the champion the last 2 years running. Can he do the hat trick? Can he make it three in a row? He's nursing a forearm injury, which he's been resting. He says it's back to its best now. So I'm hoping we get to see Carlos Alcaraz firing on all cylinders in Madrid and able to put on a show for the Spanish crowd.
I mean, I've seen him training and practicing on the Madrid courts. He's wearing quite a bit of strapping on his arm. So hopefully it doesn't cause too much of an issue for him. We get to see him at 80% or above. If we do, he's got a great shot to win this event because his draw lines up quite nicely. And in these two victories, let's remember, he beat everyone. Yeah. He's not had straightforward draws. He's beaten some of the very best players in order to get to these finals and win it. I mean, that year he beat Zverev, beating Nadal, Djokovic, then Zverev, and Zverev having one of his best years in 2022 as well. So, yeah, looking very, very good at this event. How's it going to go this year? I guess that's what we're here for. So please do join us for it. Make sure to download the TNNS Tennis app and you can play along at home. We've got quite a few thousand members now. Almost 3,000 of you. and you can compete with me and Ben at home and see how many correct predictions you can get. The number one seed for the event will be Yannick Sinner. We've got qualifiers going on right now as we're talking. Or have they concluded, Ben?
There's some that are still playing, but these are the ones that have gone through first. We'll have
so
a
the
look
ones
at.
We've got is Montero beating Albot, Nakashima, Lucas Klein, dangerous. I think he could be someone who does well. Ramos, so much experience, amazing, beating a Agut there. Bagnis, you've got Lamas Ruiz, surprising. I thought Correa would have won that. Moutet beat Shalvea, straight sets. Kokkinakis beat Team easily. Team did very well to even get to this stage. I know he was 5-3 down in a third set against the Brazilian guy. What's his name?
Can't think of it off the top of my head.
You'll know it. The one who's on the clay court's like quite good. You love
I'll
him.
Just have a look. Melangeli Alves. There you go.
There we go. And he ended up winning that in a third set, 7-5. So disappointing for him. Medjenovic doing okay. And maybe Gasquet. He's in qualifiers now, which is insane. He's super dangerous. The ones I like the most is Kokkinakis, and if you go up,
Klein.
Yeah, Kokkinakis and Klein are for me.
I think Nakashima one to look out for. Obviously, somebody has recently beaten Andre Rublev on clay. I mean, we know Rublev's not in form, but I still think it was an impressive victory. And somebody who's not really known for their clay court prowess is starting to grow a bit on the clay courts, Nakashima. So maybe keep an eye out for where he's placed in the draw. Before we go into the main draw, I'll remind you that this is a Masters event. It will be a player roulette event for people who would like to join our Patreon. And I will put out a separate video after this one, which will be just for Patreon members, which will show the draw, which will show which seeded players all of our Patreon members get. If you want to be a part of it, sign up to our Patreon, as little as £3 a month, and you will win prizes if your player wins the event. So let's move on to the draw. Here we go.
There's so many empty spots in the draw because of qualifiers, unfortunately. So we'll have to just fly through these because we don't know who the qualifiers are going to be.
Yeah.
So going through, I mean, everything's picked for me at the moment. I'm not going to be going for the qualifiers. I'm going for the players.
Yeah.
So it sets it. My first big decision is Kaboli to Bio, and I'm going to be having Kaboli.
Yeah, I'm not sure they've got Tobio as a Canadian on here, but don't look at the flags, please, everybody. Let's just look at the names. I'm going to be going for Tobio to beat Kaboli here. Galan.
Charnoff with a bye, Dimitrov. All of these first rounds are very straightforward. Mensik I'll have Nishioka beating Felix.
I'm going to go with Felix here. I think his serve will be quite good on this surface.
Manorino, Nori, Mickelson, ooh. Fonseca, that's a really good match.
Brilliant match.
I can't call it, actually. I don't know how the bookies will even play it. Probably Fonseca favourite, but
I reckon they might go Mickelson. I'm actually interested now to see how they've gone, to be honest. That one,
I reckon they'd go Fonseca.
He is the clay court master, but then there's part of me thinking that Mickelson's serve may sway them a bit. Let's have a look. Oh, no, they're going 1.5 for Fonseca. So, yeah you're right. Okay. So I'm gonna go Mickelson for the upset.
Yeah, I'm gonna also go Mickelson. I'm gonna have Kezmanovic, Ruud, Medvedev, Arnaldi, Giron, Korda, Bublik.
Giron, Korda, Bublik. Yep, keep going. I'm gonna go Buena. Yep.
Mahach or Rusevori? I'll go Rusevori.
I mean, that's a really tough one. I'm gonna go Tomas Mahach. We got Shelton,
and this is the big one, Darwin Blanc or Rafael Nadal. I don't know if you saw his Snapchat he posted. I posted it on the channel. It's on our Twitter, and it was just him completely shocked. I don't know if you want to go on Twitter, you can see it on there, but yeah, it is a 16-year-old versus, I forget how old Rafael Nadal is now. What's he, 37?
Yeah, it must be.
I mean, it's the biggest gap in ATP history between two players. We've never seen this distance. It's pretty insane. It's his second ATP match of his career, and he's going to be playing. And here he is. This is the reaction. Guys, I play Nadal, WTF. You can't believe it. He just posted that on his Snapchat. Is he going to beat him? I don't think so. I think Rafa, sure. If he can't beat beat Blanc here, then I think it's time for him to call it a day.
I think so too, yeah. I think it's going to be one of those sort of, it's nearly like an exhibition, I feel like, when you're playing against a legend like that. They tend to be a bit in awe of who's down the other end. So I think that's what's going to happen in this match. Moving down, Offner to beat Cashin. Just a quick one. Is Cashin's run of form, has it changed yet? Like, because I know that he'd lost about, was it 12 or so in a row? So I just want to just double check to see how many he's lost now. So he lost in Barcelona again as well. So he's lost 15 in a row now for Cashin. That is, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it before. 15 losses in a row.
I have seen players like it before. Who was that one who we always used to laugh at? Basashvili.
Yeah, I mean, he had a really
There's a few players who I've seen. I think Quesler had a bad one at one point.
This is longer than all of them, though. 15. He's been playing in some actual big tournaments. I remember Basashvili dropped down to a few lesser tournaments and was still doing it as well, though. And it was a bit sporadic around that, wasn't it, around the COVID times as well? So this, I don't know what the answer is for Cashin. Moving down anyway, Lehechka with the bye, TFO with the bye, Lajovic I expect to go through against a qualifier, Tsitsipas and Hurkacz with byes, Draper to be a qualifier. Don't know much about this player.
That's the wrong name, it's Lander Lucha.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Lander Lucha, I'm not sure who that is. Lander Lucha.
I'll go with him then.
Junior Grand Slam champ, forget what one it was, but I know he's decent. I'm going to have Arthur Fies, Baez. Van Asher, Dardari, Monfils. I'm going to go Monfils.
Yeah.
Fritz, Paul, can't answer that one. Marazan to beat Karatsev, already said it's going to happen. Sarundalo, Echeverry, Diaz Acosta to beat Chapeau.
Yeah, I'm definitely
Didn't
on that.
Chapeau beat Nadal here?
I don't know. I don't
Let
know
us know in the comments section if that happened. It might have, could have happened. I remember us both covering it and watching it while I was in Zagreb. It was Chapeau versus Nadal around that kitchen table. And I believe Rafa was injured and Chapeau beat him.
Maybe that was Rome then. I'm not sure. Anyway,
could have been Rome, yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Choric to beat a qualifier. That, and then Zverev with a bye, Rublev with a bye. I think Evans, he's actually, I think he might have pulled out of this event. I think he's injured. So I might go just pick a qualifier here. Jerry Shang. I'll go on then. I'll pick him over the qualifier as well. That, if that's Moutet, I think he'll beat him though. Fokina with a bye. Skrikspor with a bye. Vukic to beat Taro Daniel. This one's tough. Poplin.
Let's have a look at Navone because I think he's someone who's also been in good form, right?
Yeah, but then he's up against a massive server in Poplin.
Has he just been winning loads of matches?
Really good. Yeah, he's been really good of late. He's now up to 41 in the world, which is crazy. What a trajectory he's had. I mean, he started the year at 125.
I might have him to beat Poplin. Go on. Runa, Umbert, Eubanks to beat Van der Zandslot, Borges, Struff, who just won a tournament, Massetti, Sabor Vild. I don't think Safiulin's playing so well at the moment.
No.
I'll have Shevchenko to beat Ryan Dennett and Alcaraz at the bottom.
I'm going to go Ryan Dennett just for the serve and then moving all the way back up to the top. Finally, we can have some actual matches now. Sinner Sanego, the Italians clash. Only one winner for me, Yannick Sinner. Jordan Thompson to beat a qualifier. That's who I've got.
Jarry to beat Caboli.
I've got the Battle of the Chileans here to beat Tobio. McCallan versus Hachanov. Hachanov for me. Dimitrov to beat Menchik.
Yep.
Manarino to beat Felix. Yeah, I think so.
Norrie to beat Mikkelsen.
Yeah, he's solid, Norrie.
Rude to beat Kuzmanovic.
In good form.
That's a tough one, though.
I think it is, but I think that he's got enough quality.
Three. I think that he's Medvedev to beat Arnaldi.
To beat O'Connell.
Korda. Geron to beat Korda.
Nah. I feel that he's going to be relishing a chance to play Medvedev again, so he'll get through that one.
Bublik.
Yep. To beat Kwiatkowski.
Shelton to beat Rusevori.
Yep. And then Dimonor to beat Nadal again, sadly.
I think, yeah, it is sad, but as long as he plays a little bit more competitively in the second set, then I think it'll be okay. I can accept the loss right now because he's building up for Roland Garros. Let's see what he can do at Roland Garros. If he can beat Dimonor, I'll be over the moon, but I'm going to be going for Dimonor.
I mean, what's their head-to-head against each other at the moment?
I mean, does that have anything to do with?
I know,
with?
But I'm just
it's
saying
it's the most irrelevant stat. It's no, one I wouldn't even bother looking at.
No, I'm not looking at that because of I think it's going to affect the match. But I'm just thinking like he could be
Alex Dimonor beat him at the ATP Cup.
But I'm thinking he could end his career potentially either level or beating Nadal in a head to head, which would be quite nice for him. But anyway, he's 3-2 down on the head to head Alex Dimonor, so he might be able to level it up at 3-3. Offner to beat TFO.
Yeah, agreed. Lehechka. Tsitsipas. Lajovic is playing all right, actually.
Yeah, but
he did some damage in Barcelona.
Yeah, he's been very good lately, Lajovic. Tsitsipas too good, though. I think too strong right now for him. I think Hurkacz may be too strong for Draper as well.
I've seen the weather forecast, and it's not that hot. I'm going to be going Jack Draper. 20 degrees. It's a breeze. He'll love it.
Put some sun cream on, Jack.
Jack can do that. I'm going to have Arthur Fies beating Altmaier. Baez to beat Van Asher.
I might go for an upset. I'll go for Van Asher.
Monfils Fritz. I'll go Fritz.
I might go Monfils here. A little bit of an upset.
Tommy Paul, Marizan, Diaz Acosta, Zverev, Rublev, Fekina.
I'm going to Echeverry to beat Diaz Acosta, Zverev to beat Choric, and Rublev, I mean, if he doesn't beat a qualifier, then I don't know what's going on with him. Fekina to beat Shang.
Okay, I'll have Griekspoor, Runa, Umber.
Runa could lose to Popprin, though, in my personal opinion. Not Chris Eubanks. What's happened?
No, not this time.
No, I don't think so either. Anyway, Struff, good form, continues. Yep.
I'll keep Struff. He got to the final here before.
Yeah, he got to the final last year.
Sabor Vial to beat Musetti.
No, I'm going to go Musetti.
And Alcaraz to beat Shevchenko.
Yeah, because I want Alcaraz Musetti.
I think Musetti's going to bottle it and just not want to play him, so go out.
Sinner to beat Thompson. And then moving down, I'm going to have Khachanov to beat Jarry.
I'm going to go Jarry for sure. I'll have Dimitrov beating Manarino.
Yeah.
Ruud beating Norrie.
Yeah.
Medvedev meeting Geron.
Medvedev beating Korda, yep.
Bublik, Shelton.
I'm going to go Shelton.
Yep.
Tough one, though. If Bublik plays well and serves well. Offner, Dimonor. Sadly, I think that's going to be too much for you, Sebastian.
Yeah, me too. Tough. It's a shame, because if he had someone else, I think he could do well at Madrid, Offner.
I'm going to go Tsitsipas to beat Lehechka.
I'm going to have Lehechka knocking him out,
I thought you might.
Fies to beat Draper.
I'm going to have Hurkacz to beat Fies.
Fritz to beat Baez.
Monfils to beat Van Asher.
Paul Marizan, gosh, that's a good match. I'll have Paul.
I'm going to go Marizan.
Yeah, it could happen. I'll have Zverev beating Diaz Acosta.
Beating Echeverri.
Fekina to beat Rublev.
I mean, tough. I'm going to go Rublev. I'll give him a chance in this one because I think it is a good chance.
Runa to beat Griekspoor, Struff to beat Umber, and Alcaraz to beat Sabre Wild.
Yeah.
Alcaraz. Do you know how much I'm saying Alcaraz has had a good draw? Maybe it's not that good having Struff there.
Well,
I've just realised that's actually not that nice at all.
Last year's final.
Yeah.
And it was 3 sets.
Last year's final. It's just horrible, really, for Alcaraz.
Yeah.
With an injury as well. I've not really factored that into what I've been saying.
He's in better form than he was last year.
I guess that's what these videos are all about, though, Ben.
Yeah.
Like, when you actually get down to it, you can see the roots of what you think's going to happen. I'll have Sinner beating Jarry.
Sinner beating Khachanov, I think.
Maybe in 3 sets.
Yeah, I think it could be 3 sets as well, even against Khachanov.
I'll have Dimitrov beating Ruud.
I'm going to go Casper Ruud to continue a bit of a run here. Masters event and all.
Shelton Medvedev. I'm going to have Medvedev.
I'm going to go for a bit of a punt here. And I'm going to have Ben Shelton having a bit of a run here.
I'm going to have Dimonor beating Lehechka.
I'm going to have Dimonor beating Tsitsipas.
I'll go Fritz to beat Fees.
Hercatch to beat Monfils. So you've got Fees, I've got Monfils.
Zverev to beat Paul.
Zverev to beat Malazan.
Runa to beat Fekina.
Oh, Rublev Runa. I mean, battle of the... I'd say Runa's more informed, but that last match against Struff, maybe it's just Struff played really well, but I feel like Runa gave up a bit.
Struff Alcaraz, horrible.
Ooh, well, now it puts it into a bit of question now. It's thrown me off a little bit, this.
That's thrown me off.
Jan Lennard, I mean, if Alcaraz isn't fully fit, think, if that forearm starts playing up a little bit.
I'm going to go Struff. I've been convinced enough. I've changed my whole mind. I've said that Alcaraz will be in the final, no doubt, but I've changed my mind completely. I'm having Struff to knock him out.
He didn't lose a set in Munich. He won the whole tournament.
And he's got to the final there before. I think he's playing all right, man. I like him at this time of the year on these courts. I think he could be so good.
The only person to beat him on clay in the last two tournaments was Jannik Sinner. So I'm going to go Carlos Alcaraz, but I think it will be three sets again.
I'm going to have Sinner beating Dimitrov. Medvedev beating Dimonor.
I've got Sinner versus Ruud. I think that will be Jannik Sinner beating Casper Ruud. I think he'll be tired.
I have Zverev beating Fritz.
I'm going to have... Yeah, I think I'm going to have Dimonor. It's a good section, and I think he can beat Ben Shelton. Zverev, yep, to beat Hercatch. And then at the bottom... Alcaraz, Holger Rune.
I'm going to go Rune to beat Struff.
What, even after they just battered him? What, you think revenge comes that quickly?
I think it's going to be something really weird. He's going to just beat him.
I think that. I'm not so sure. I'm going to go Alcaraz because I feel that he's so strong at this tournament. Even like a 70% Alcaraz will beat Holger Rune here.
I'm actually, that's crazy to think that I'm going to go Rune to beat Struff, but I am. And then at the top, Sinner, Medvedev, Zverev, Rune. I'm going to have Sinner beating Medvedev again, which is insane. I think he'll have the best bet head to head probably after that or on par. And then.
I've got Sinner versus Dimonor.
Then I'll have Zverev beating Rune.
Yeah, I'm going to have. I think I'm going to have Sinner to beat Dimonor in three sets. And Zverev versus Alcaraz. I'm actually going to go Zverev to knock out Alcaraz as well.
So we have the same final, Sinner-Zverev.
Oh, that's weird.
Very different way of getting there, I must admit. But I've gone for the Sinner-Zverev final as well.
I think he's a bit of a bogey player. I know that he's beaten him quite convincingly at Madrid. But I still feel like Zverev on his day... can really trouble Alcaraz. And if he's not fully fit, Zverev will be a nightmare for him, especially if his serve is going well. Yeah. So, Sinner versus Zverev in the final. Who wins?
Sinner. I think Sinner beats him straight sets. I think it'll be quite easy as well.
I'm going to go for Sasha Zverev. I think that he puts on a masterclass serving performance, and it's one of those sort of shutouts just based upon him serving well.
I mean, Sinner wins that final if it goes to a final. But let's wait and see. Let us know what you guys think in the comments section below. Let us know your thoughts. Who do you have winning? Who's your dark horse? If I had to give my dark horse, it would be Jan Lennard Struff. I think he's obvious. Probably for me and Ben. He's actually got a shot to win this event. There's no doubt about it. The way he's playing, who's to say he can't go on and win this event?
Yeah.
If he gets for Alcaraz as well, we'll be full of confidence and he's got a chance to win this one. Got to the final last year, just won an event in Berlin. Struff is the dark horse for game to love for sure. And my pick is Jannik Sinner. Ben's is Sasha Zverev. Let's wrap it up there. Thank you everyone for joining. If you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and you can listen to all of these episodes on Spotify. Just type in game to love on Spotify. We'll see you very soon. We'll hopefully do a podcast at some point, either tomorrow or tonight, and release it on the channel this week.
That's it. Right. Let the games begin. And yeah, stay tuned on the channel. Madrid action coming up soon.
See you soon.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.